Finally today, a story from Turkey about an imam who rocks, literally. The imam is the prayer leader in a mosque, and this one started a band with some veteran headbangers. And their mix of Sufi mysticism and acid rock is raising eyebrows. Big surprise. Jacob Resnek reports from Kaş, Turkey.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber.
42-year-old Ahmet Tuzer chants the azan, the Islamic call to prayer, from his small mosque in the village of Pinarbasha. It's a small whitewashed building serving a village of about 14 households that sit on a hillside above the idyllic town of Kaş on Turkey's Mediterranean coastline. For the past 15 years, Tuzer has worked as one of about 100,000 imams in Turkey, all state employees who work in government-run Sunni mosques. But it's his evening hobby that's been attracting attention. Combining Sufi mysticism with the music of his heroes like Pink Floyd and Queen, Tuzer says he wants to spread a message of peace, love, and tolerance.
Everything is God. Everything is God. Everyone is God. We believe that. And if I hurt your heart, I believe that I hurt God's heart. If we love each other, we will be very happy this life and the other life.
This summer, Tuzer met some other musicians in town. They decided to collaborate and create the band Fi Rock, a play on a mystical mathematical formula for creating patterns that are aesthetically pleasing. But this group isn't just a band of amateurs' attempt at spreading peace and love. The guitarist, Dohan Serkin, has played with some big names in Turkish rock. With his long gray hair and tattoos up his arms and legs, this aging rocker is a veteran stage performer. Serkin says psychedelic rock will extend the imam's peaceful message to those who wouldn't normally be exposed to Islamic mysticism.
Why play rock? Well, sure, we could play ney and bandir, traditional Turkish instruments, but that wouldn't attract much attention. It would be too traditional, and it wouldn't work. But because rock is so universal, that's what we went with.
Fi Rock played its first concert to about 1,000 people in the town of Kaş. It got a warm reception at the show, but not everyone in the community was pleased. Tuzer says he received insults and even threats on social media.
Radical Islamic public, they don't like my music, my stuff, because they cannot understand my opinion, but this is normal.
Turkey's religious directorate is also investigating the imam. Earlier this month, Tuzer said the regional office announced it had opened a probe into what's likely the first ever rock and roll imam. In the city of Antalya, Ahmet Çelik is the mufti in charge of the mosques of the region, which includes Kaş. Çelik says his office is looking into Tuzer's activities. There are rules, he says, about what kinds of commercial activities imams are allowed to engage in. We've got investigators looking into what Tuzer's doing, he says, to see if it's a commercial activity. And not only that, we have certain common values in the religious directorate, and we're trying to determine if Tuzer's music violates these rules. Fi Rock is in the midst of producing an album, so it's unclear whether a commercial release would run afoul of these religious authorities. In the meantime, the group's ambitions are far-reaching, with the aim of carving out a new genre, that of Islamic rock. Tuzer says Islamist radicals have tarnished his face image in many ways. His aim, he says, is to show that that's not the full story.
Islam is peaceful. Islam is respect. Islam is love everything. Islam is moral and beautiful moral. We want to live like that.
Turkey's society remains polarized between the more religiously conservative and secular-minded people who listen to Western-style music. Tuzer and his bandmates say they hope to bridge that gap. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnik, Kaş, Turkey.
I don't know if the rockin' imam wants his MTV, but he does have a music video, and we've got it for you at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Rita Allen Foundation, investing in transformative ideas in their earliest stages to leverage their growth and promote breakthrough solutions to significant problems. Online at ritaallen.org. by the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet, and by the PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors to the fund include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.